390 that was announced obviously falls far short the expectations of the farmers. And the major reason that the farmers have come up with to come up the $420 per ton is the input regime cost. Our input costs are very, very high at the moment when we compare ourselves with countries elsewhere in the region. So you will see that with those implications, such a producer price falls far short of the expectations of farmers.
Are we going to see farmers boycotting this price by holding on to their crop?
Well, I don't think farmers will boycott as such. This is just a floor price that was announced. Farmers will obviously play the game in such a way that they also offload their produce to those who offer better prices than what has been announced. So the 390 could be what government is looking at, probably the price at which GMB is going to buy. But other markets could offer better prices, and that could also make the decisions of farmers to move from just GMB to other markets.
Do you see these prices driving farmers to growing maize?
Well, this is where the whole issue comes to a head. You will see that if you want to encourage farmers to produce maize, then you should put the incentives in place.